Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy fucking happy hour. This time on purpose with Joel Stein, famous writer and my neighbor. You are my neighbor. Give me some sugar.
I walk into other people's podcasts all the time. It's desperate. It's so Hollywood and so desperate. I'm embarrassed.
For those of you that don't know, so we were taping the Jen Kirkman podcast down here. Power goes out. We're literally in mid, like, fuck. It was, you know, because she's filthy.
It went
like
completely black in this room.
We were like, well, fuck, that's never happened. So we went in the yard and started doing it on an iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And you just wander in with your beautiful wife and child. And you're like, hey, is your power out too? And so we all start, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we were all like, oh, you're fucking Joel Stein.
That was so good in front of my son.
I don't think I said fuck, but I think.
No. I mean that you made me feel important.
Yes.
My wife. I'm so old. It doesn't even impress me. My wife doesn't matter anymore.
But he's very short. I don't think we saw him before the first couple of F-bombs. I was like, oh.
He's quiet too. Like me, I would have never walked in your house, but my wife did it.
Yeah.
I was too nervous.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You guys just wandered in.
I know.
Like Dawn of the Dead. I was like, what are those people wandering into my yard? What?
She was nervous about the power going out. So we walked outside to see if other houses were out.
Right.
And then she heard commotion.
Yes.
In your backyard. And she said, let's knock. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. And then she knocked and I kind of stood back a little bit. And then you guys were very friendly and let us in. And then we were disturbing
your podcast. And Jen Kirkman was a huge fan of yours. Billy West, who was here, is a huge fan of yours.
Oh, it was such a good day for me. It was like the exact right house. If I had walked into another house, it may not have gone as well at all.
Someone caught the screenshot. They're like, the moment Mama realizes her new neighbor is Joel Stein.
Yeah.
I've been a huge fan of yours forever.
I thought we were just walking outside, so I put on I just shoved on some clothing.
Well,
wasn't going out clothing.
Cute as a button, sir, may I just say.
Wow,
and someone said that. Someone tweeted that, right, Sean? They said, you know, in 2016, when you stumble into a neighbor's house, you're going to have to expect to be on their podcast.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because every human being has a podcast.
I've done this block.
And you have a podcast, so I'm going to obviously have to stumble into yours at
some
point.
No, I'm done. I made five. I'm done.
You're done?
Too hard. So hard.
It's well produced.
It took us a year and a quarter to make it.
Wow.
Yeah, five of them.
Wow. Yeah. Five. Gosh. It's like a coal mine almost.
Yeah, it was like that.
You okay?
I have to keep petting this dog or it.
I know. He's quite aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, it might turn into a scene from The Revenant.
Yeah. No, and Joel told me once, Sean, that he walks by here. He used to walk by here and go, what is this magical place?
Oh, I love this house. I didn't know what was going on, but there was always like smoke billowing forth.
Yeah. Well, that's him, his weed and Aaron.
Yeah.
A lot of weed.
It smelled great.
Got a lot
though.
Of millennials that work for me. I pay them in weed. That's why there's smoke all
they
the
call
time.
It weed, right? That's what the millennials call
That's what the kids call it.
Okay.
Mary Jane.
Trees.
Trees?
He smokes tree.
Really?
Depends.
Plural? Trees?
Yeah, tree. But he was like, what's this magical place? It's cooking and laughter.
And
you're
beautiful.
Like, oh, it's just a bunch of drunks and stoners that hang out and tell dirty jokes
in the
yard. I
didn't know what was going on. It was very fascinating.
You're like, come along, Laszlo.
Because
you're like a normal person with a beautiful wife and child.
Yeah,
a successful writer, went to Stanford.
Yeah, that's my whole bio. We're done.
Look at you.
Yeah,
now
you got
you're
it
just
all.
Here in my basement saying, fuck, what's happened to you?
No, I haven't. I have not said that.
No, you haven't, but I'll get it out of you.
Yeah, that's not that hard.
I got you. I've got you in like a thimble full of Chardonnay. Anything can happen. No, I was legitimately freaked out because I love you. I've been reading you for years in LA Times and you went to Time Magazine.
It's so nice of you.
Yeah.
And then you invited me to your party?
Yeah, how about
so
that?
That was so nice
and
of
you. Brought your, and how old is Laszlo now?
He walked into the party 7. But he walked out quite a bit older.
That's my point, is someone else brought a child, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's been all this controversy over the gorilla parenting thing. And yet my Frances let me helicopter like a 6-year-old girl around the dance floor to sexy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Without a helmet. And I didn't do shit.
No, the gorilla is nothing compared to Stephen Stills.
Stephen Stills was here. That's right.
You're not going to let your child near Stephen Stills.
Or his Laszlo's doing coke with Stephen Stills. Like, all right, what are we going to sing? Head? You want to sing Head? Yeah, Stephen Stills tried to puss out. He's like, I don't know any Prince songs. You can sing Wooden Chips. We don't care.
Yeah.
Our House? What do you want to sing?
What did he sing? Did he sing?
No, he did not.
That's fair.
He did a forced dance with me. I forced him down to the dance floor. But no. Yes.
I wrote my college essay based on Love the One You're With. I didn't get into any of those colleges. I don't think that I used that before. It was like a stream of consciousness.
That wasn't
thing.
One of your high points?
No, it didn't go well.
So you're a Jersey boy.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'm going to swear a lot. You're like, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, we're drinking and swearing.
Yeah.
And smoking trees.
Yeah, smoking tree. It's tree,
trees,
isn't it?
Yes, you got it. Yeah. Is it trees or tree?
It's trees.
God, you're so plural. Square. Yeah. Oh, is it?
Plural. Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm so square.
Yeah. Okay. You hear that on the street. They're not talking about foliage. It's
got it. Trees. That's new. Okay. Yeah. So what? So you don't swear because you're a really well-educated, successful writer.
No, I'll swear.
All right.
Yeah. No, I grew up. My mom does a lot.
I mean,
of
what are you, a pussy? What, you're not going to
swear? Yeah. Wow. Do you feel like we can still say pussy? Like, is that, I'm that what I'm worried about?
You can.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to goad him.
All right.
Yes, I can. If you have one, you can.
Okay, but I shouldn't. I shouldn't say that word anymore.
You can call me a dick if you want. I don't care.
Very confusing.
No. So anyway, but so yeah, you're from Jersey.
Look
Tell
at you,
me
looking
your whole,
at your notes. This got very serious all of a sudden.
I did a lot of research. I did. I went deep into Wikipedia.
You went straight to Wikipedia, but I see you have a yellow highlighter.
Oh yes, there are things that are of everything that's fascinating about you. There are some things that are even more fascinating.
But my Wikipedia section is so short.
You're the son of a salesman, which I love, which is so Arthur Miller. What did he sell?
Let's see. It started out in liquor. He was a marketing guy for Renfield, which is a company that no longer exists. So our basement is full of weird liqueurs.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a family vending business that my grandfather and great uncle started.
Oh, okay.
So if your business needed coffee and soda and paper, he was your guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Stick. I don't know why I didn't see that coming. The vending business.
A to Z vending.
Okay.
Because they wanted to be higher up in the yellow pages.
Do they need a plug? Are they still around?
They're not. They sold it a couple of years ago. They all sold the business.
All right, I take the plug back.
But I never thought about going into it, which I feel bad about now.
So how did a Jersey boy end up at Stanford?
It was the best school I got into.
All
right. I convinced my parents that I could apply to it because I wouldn't get in.
Not to be competitive, but I got into Stanford, too.
Did you?
Yes, but I went to USC.
You went. Now, how'd you make that decision?
Well, because I was going to be Carol Burnett, and then all my dreams died, as you can see.
I think you seem Carol Burnett-y.
Thank you. With all the success and the Emmys and things like that, yes.
I was talking about your earlobes.
But thank you.
The other stuff, too. No, all of it. Hair color, the whole deal.
You are a delight, sir.
You went to USC because? Because
of theater and, L.A. and film and TV and that.
Wow.
I don't know. My dad thought Stanford would be too expensive. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking of.
Yeah, USC?
Like, USC's cheap. I don't know.
We called it the University
of... I think he read it wrong.
It was the University of Spoiled Children.
Yes.
When we played each other in football, our move was, I'm sure you have a sound effect for this, we would hold up our keys and jingle them.
Oh, I thought you taunted us with dollar bills, and then we taunted you with credit cards, as I recall.
Oh, doesn't make any noise, credit cards.
Because Stanford kids are rich, too. So
that's
true. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... We're past our college rivalry because, first of all, I'm 1,000 years older. I just love your first job for Martha Stewart. So she did fire you twice in the same day?
No.
Was she warm?
No. Was she warm? Physically? Yes.
Well, that's probably why you got fired. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to spoon her. Probably.
I was attracted to Martha Stewart.
Were you really?
Yeah, I remember once we were at her house and.
Wow, you like that? Oh, that waspy shit. You like that? Bridget Loves Bernie shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bridget Loves Bernie?
Yes, Bridget's a dyke now. I was just at her house.
I know. Oh, she lives here.
Yeah, in a nice way.
Yeah. No. She lives in L.A. Of course.
Yes.
Wow. And
with her lovely wife.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
That was a late in life change, right?
Well, yes.
And now she's Meredith Bernie or Meredith Baxter?
No.
She's no Baxter.
No Bernie. No Bernie.
Just Baxter.
Meredith Baxter, yes.
But that Bernie wasn't related to the Bernie in Bridget Loves
Bernie. No, that was a different Bernie entirely. Pay attention.
Bernie's going on in her life that she needed to get rid of.
As a Jew with the shiksa thing, you should have known every detail of...
They never really...
See, this is how I knew once I was dating a girl who was way too young for me. She was 17 years younger. So we were at a dinner party and she walks in, Meredith walks in and she goes, oh, God, it's Mrs. Keaton. And I was like, you mean Bridget?
They never really got into the whole WASPy thing on Family Ties.
No.
Because he was
such a Jew. It was
more
the Republican-Democrat thing.
Yeah. No, I mean in their marriage. Yeah, they didn't really explore that whole thing.
Oh, you're talking about Bridget Loves Bernie now.
No, I'm back to Family Ties.
I am so fucking confused, Sean.
But that Michael Gross guy.
Sean has no idea.
Couldn't be Jewier.
He wasn't born
he doesn't know about
after
any of
both of those.
When all this was happening.
It's kind of like Girl Meets Boy, except with different people.
Yeah, I know the show. I've just never seen it.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. So anyway, what was your point?
My point was I do like the WASPy chicks.
Yeah, well.
That was actually
your
point.
Your wife is beautiful.
Yeah.
Cassandra, and you write about, you've written about it. So
Yeah.
You're kind of, I'm chatty. It's not like I feel like I can't ask you because you write about Cassandra.
And that little boy we have, 0% Jew.
Oh, really?
Did you see him?
Yeah. He looks a little Master Racy.
Oh, very.
Yeah, a little Hitler-y, if you don't mind my saying.
He acts like
very blonde.
I call him the Republican senator because he looks like it and he acts like it. And I don't think he would approve.
He's just disavowed you genetically in every way.
Oh, yeah. No, he thinks he's a Jew and he's really proud of it. It's really sad.
Really?
It's like, no, you're not. Yeah.
Because your wife is a tall, beautiful blonde.
Yeah.
Cassandra. Where did you meet? Tell me the whole thing.
We met in New York. We were set up by, do you know who Clinton Kelly is?
No.
He did that show, What Not to Wear. He's on that show, The Chew.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He was an editor at a magazine she was working at that I did some freelance writing for.
Okay.
And he set us up.
Okay.
On a blind date.
What? And now, this seems all too perfect. First marriage, everything.
Yeah, well.
Just, what time, when did you get married? How old were you?
I was 30, and...
Oh, he did everything perfectly. Look at him. Went to Stanford, he's got the writer, married a beautiful goy, first marriage, beautiful kid. Let's get to the dark shit, Joel Stein.
Right, let's move on.
Come on, let's get to some dark shit.
What do you want? I got it.
What was your childhood like?
Dark. Siblings? So dark.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
here we go.
God.
Here we go, Sean.
You ever seen The Pillow Man?
No, I've not. What is
The Room? I'm just picking dark things.
You're just making shit up is what you're doing.
No, The Pillow Man.
Your dad was a salesman. What'd your mom do? Do you have siblings? Tell me everything.
I have a sister.
Okay.
She's 8 years younger than me. She's in New Jersey. She's a divorce lawyer.
Okay. Which you'll never need because you're fucking perfect.
Yeah, but I can hold it over Cassandra, right? If she leaves me, I'm going to get a sweet deal. I'm not even going to pay for my lawyer.
So you wanted to fuck Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
How does your wife feel about that?
Oh, my God. I remember she's fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't think she is. Because that would be a difficult relationship with Martha.
Right?
For sure.
Like you do the hedges just a quarter of an inch wrong and she would just slice your dick off.
I don't know with all the pruning terms. Shears. What does that mean to her hedges?
Well, it's you know, like her hedges and her,
literally,
and her estate.
Literally her
right,
hedges.
Like,
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Everything's perfect her estate if you've watched the thing.
They're topiaries.
Right. I'm just saying I think she would cut your dick off with pruning shears.
Oh, yeah. That would just be Saturday night.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that would just be a normal date with Martha. She used to call me Chevy.
She's foreplay. She called you what?
Chevy.
Why?
It's not a name. I don't know why she called me Chevy.
She thought that was your name?
No one's named Chevy.
Chevy Chase?
That's not even his name. He's like Cornelius.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she just got your name wrong?
She picked a name that's not a name. Oh. It would be like if I got your name wrong, called you Sigourney. Right?
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, sure. To be mistaken for Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Not a name.
No.
So I remember we were rollerblading at her house. I was very young, right out of college, at Martha Stewart's house.
Wait, you were rollerblading at Martha Stewart's house with Martha Stewart?
It was a clam bake. Yeah, with Martha Stewart. I was also on the Martha
Stewart
softball
team. Oh, my God, this sounds
like
such a lesbian thing already. A clam bake.
I know. There's a lot of words, but there weren't that many lesbians there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ironic.
I know. But I remember.
You'd think I'd meet a lesbian at a clam bake, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You should have a clam bake.
Had a real nice clam bake.
That is not the Elvis clam bake. What are you doing?
I don't know. Something from a...
Clam bake, gonna have clam
carousel
bake.
Carousel is from Carousel.
No, it's not.
Hold your balls. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wow.
There's no gay men here, so nobody can help us.
I can help you. I'm one of the, it's a really sad story. I'm like super into musicals, and I married the one woman who's not.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's all waste. Yeah, she hates them.
I like musicals. I'll be your beard.
Would you?
I'll be your musical beard.
This will be really
beard.
Confusing, but okay.
I'll go to the Pantages with you for whatever.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Do you have Hamilton tickets already?
No. Do you?
No,
no one does.
Bucks.
You have to kill someone for those.
I know, yeah.
You got to sell your kidney for one of those.
And I feel weird about seeing the traveling show. I'll be honest with you.
Yes. You're like, that's not the real cast.
No. And the real, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it and stars in it. It just seems like you should see him while you can.
Yeah. Well,
can we just
you're a little,
about
you're a little snooty Stanford guy. So wait, how many years with the LA Times? Because that must be where I...
Not long. They fired me after, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
And then, so Time Magazine all this time?
Yeah, I was at Time Magazine starting in 97, and I've basically been with them the whole time.
Okay.
They would get rid of my column occasionally.
Right.
And then reinstate
well,
it. But I kept writing for them the whole time.
I love that there's an entire section in Wikipedia for controversial columns.
That's the whole Wikipedia?
Right. Yeah,
That's all I got.
Apparently, you're a fucking asshole. Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, my experience of you as a neighbor is you're lovely.
And the neighbor,
you drove by
sure.
in your Mini Cooper, you had like 75,000 pounds of, paper towels in the back of your car?
I use a lot. I don't think we should be using paper towels.
Yeah, and you slowed down, and I was like, oh my God, I was going to call you. I need paper towels. Thank you. And I just took them right out of the back of
You're
my
welcome
car.
To them. I have a lot of paper towels.
Yeah, it seemed like too much.
I think
for
it's
a
from
family.
Living in like a 475 square foot studio with my wife for 6 years in New York. Like now that we can just... not have to go to the store every few minutes. It's exciting to just store things in our house. Yeah.
Did that, that looked like Costco to me.
And yet she worried about the blackout.
Uh-huh. We have and you've only been here a few months. So,
we have so much stuff. We could have lived for years during a blackout.
Yeah, you can
she panicked in minutes.
You can steal my earthquake kit. I don't even know what's
in it.
Do
you have an earthquake kit?
Maybe sort of. I don't. I think I've probably rated it by now.
You
got to
refresh that thing every 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'll get with your wife when she gets here later. Yeah, we'll figure it out, what we need. What's supposed to be in the kit? I don't even know.
Oh, I know, because this was homework for Lazo. I got this. You want this?
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
You need a first aid kit.
Oh, okay.
Flashlight.
Okay.
Water. Uh-huh. Food, which I found to be weird.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all right. I can do that.
My question is,
a radio. What? A battery-controlled radio.
Sure, so you can listen to me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sean, yes?
Where do you store these things? Like, we kind of put one together, and it's like, okay, where are we going to put this that we know it's not going to get crushed by the rest of the house?
It's enormous. Yeah. Oh, we won't get crushed. I hadn't thought of that.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was in California for all of a month and a half before the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I thought that was your normal earthquake.
No.
Yeah.
Because
I was here for the Northridge one. And
how was that?
It was horrifying.
Was it? This wasn't scary at all. If you didn't know what earthquakes were like, it wasn't scary.
Yeah, I thought I was dead. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah.
And did stuff fall in the
house? Everything was fine in my house.
Why did you think you were dead?
I went to take a shower and I was like, oh, all my shampoo spilled. God damn it. And then I turned on the TV. I was like, oh, lots of people died. Stuff fell down. Okay, I guess the shampoo's not there.
But that's the deal. Just a couple things fall, right?
Well, in my house, I was lucky. I was in Laurel Canyon then and it was, I was on bedrock or whatever. So And I called my mom right away back east. I said, Mom, been a major earthquake. I'm fine. She's like, oh, it's heavy. Well, thank you so much for calling. And so then later, my 93-year-old Republican mom. But then,
how Republican?
Later, because she doesn't believe me. She doesn't believe any fucking thing. But when Katie Couric said it on the Today Show, then apparently she tried to call all day long.
That lady can drink, by the way. Wow.
My boy, howdy. I've been at a party with her too. But we'll get to that in a second anyway. So no, my mom finally gets me that night. She's like, "Oh, Steffi, oh my God, there's been an earthquake. I want to make sure you're okay." I'm like, "Right, Mom. I told you that three this morning. Remember?" She's like, "Oh well, I had no idea. Katie Couric said there was." I was like, "Right, I fucking whore. Listen, I told you there was an earthquake."
It's a little Catherine Hepburn.
I don't know whether I'm like, did you feel like the house fell on me later after the earthquake was over, and then like I. But anyway, let's talk about...
Is your mom going to vote for Trump? Is she that kind of Republican?
Yes. Let's talk about what a drunken whore Katie Couric is.
Yeah, I don't know about the whore part, but she can drink.
Yes. Yeah. I've been at a party with her,
It's impressive.
But not like a small party.
Fun drunk, too. Not an angry drunk, not a mean drunk. No, fun drunk.
Even perkier.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes. No, she's very nice. I'm just fucking around.
She was perkier.
Yeah. No, my mom, that was...
She was like nipples on a super cold day when she was
drunk. Right. Woo, perky. Wowee. Party hats out 24/7. But what was my point? Oh, yes, my mom, we just don't talk about politics anymore, but last time I was there and Fox News was, you know, blaring as it does at her house 24/7, I couldn't help it. I was like, so Mom, what do you think? She's like, oh, well, dear, I think Trump is the one that can get the job done. I was like, okay, excuse me, Mom.
How does your mom feel about people of color?
You know what? I just don't talk to her about any of it.
Right. Okay.
She whispers. I don't think she never said anything racist when I was growing up. She just whispers it. Just
but everyone said when we were growing up was racist. You couldn't tell.
It's black people. Like she would just whisper it, like in that Republican country club way. Like not in a way she didn't. Just that it was not polite to say it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's like cancer.
Right. Well, actually, I think the country club, the whatever they belonged to, was also didn't have Jews.
Yeah.
Well, and so I told Sean, be careful because he's.
You know, I'm.
Don't mention these.
I think country clubs shouldn't have Jews. It's just not. There's nothing.
I didn't
Jews
know. I brought
there.
A friend with me to dinner, like when I was in college or whatever, and he was like, "Jew alert! Jew alert!" I was like, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "They don't want Jews in here."
We also
like,
don't. Really? We don't want to be there. It's like crappy food, uptight.
Yeah, a lot of pastel.
Ugh,
a lot of polo pony shirts.
There's nothing appealing about that for a Jew at all. I can't believe you people like it.
I beg your pardon, you people. My mom thought I was going to marry F.W. Pierce III or something.
Was that a real person? Was that a real person?
Sort of. He looked like a little tubby, like Richie Rich.
Was there a kid?
Yes, it was
F.
a real
w.
person.
Pierce III?
Yes. My mom's best friend was Hoppy Delaplante, and that was a man.
Wow. What's F.W. Pierce?
Fucking kidding. I'm telling you, rich people named after rabbits a lot. It's Hoppy.
Well, rich people and really poor people have similar things, a lot in common. One of them is those kind of names. What's F.W. Pierce III doing now? Have you Facebooked
him? Who can say?
Well,
Facebook
is
I'm not on Facebook.
You're not?
No.
What's that
I'm
about?
I'm a freak. Only my show is. Because I'm a public person. I don't want to. I call it the antisocial media. It's too much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're on the Twitter.
I have too many exes' lives that would taunt me.
Oh. But you're on Twitter.
Yes.
Because that's a public
media. Well, that's for the
media.
Show. Right. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. You know, yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah. You get a stem cell to do your Facebook.
She called you a stem cell.
He's a millennial something. Something. Oh, wait. You wrote a, speaking of the, in the controversial column section of the Wikipedia on Joel Stein, everybody.
Yeah.
The Time magazine cover story entitled The Me Generation.
Oh, yeah. People did not like that.
About the narcissistic and immature tendencies of millennials.
You've said far worse things about millennials just today than I ever did in that.
But you also said how they will save us all. Well, he will, because he'll have to change my bathwater eventually when I have an accident. Get up here. Owen! My name's Sean. Whatever! what was that about? You pissed off a lot of millennials.
You pissed off a lot of my friends, I remember. Yeah.
Is that literally true?
People were on Facebook just kind of like, what is this guy saying?
Fucking Joel Stein.
Yeah,
fuck him.
It was a few years ago.
Fuck you,
remember
Grandpa.
When that came out. Yeah.
I was so confused by the reaction to that.
Really?
Yeah, my generation doesn't, it's not an identifier for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if people make fun of Generation X, mm-hmm. I don't. Take that at all personally. I don't think. I mean, that's part of being a slacker is not caring.
And
right?
I don't get offended when people make fun of people who were in the Peloponnesian War, like I was.
Who won that?
No, I've had a long-running argument that I swear I'm in Generation X, but I think I just missed it. I'm like,
no, you will take you.
I'm Jones. It's some little thing that falls between baby boomers and Generation
See,
X.
That's how I feel about millennials and what's right. above that Generation Y.
Yeah.
Who cares anymore?
But they were very personally offended as if it was like their race and mm-hmm. Real identifier for them.
Right.
And, you know, one thing I probably didn't do well enough is make the argument that generations really are historically different from each other as much as people from different countries.
Right.
And I think there was some argument with that
right.
assumption.
Well, but what's, excuse me, I'm coughing up a lung and I don't even have a millennial to help me. Sorry.
Oh, this is sad. I knew it would happen at some point.
No, but it was like a takeoff.
Are you still
right
on your original lungs?
Yes.
Wow. Never spoke
no, one
day
of them is
life.
Iron. One of them is
okay,
iron.
Okay, good. All
yeah.
Right.
No, but what's the Tom Brokaw book?
The greatest generation.
Yeah. So this is like a right. It was like you were sort of.
It was just
saying,
like Tom Brokaw's book.
That was my point.
Brokaw's book. Yeah.
That was my point. But what has been your experience of millennials, and what was the backlash like? Because one thing
furious.
I never try to do is go in the comment section. Do you go in your own comment section?
You know, I think Time doesn't have a comment section.
Oh, thank God.
Or if they do, I don't know about it. I don't think they do. That would be horrible. I wouldn't want to read comments.
What does Mark Maron says? You know, because no comment section. Go somewhere else, you unfuckable nerd army.
Yeah. Now, that seems right. Yeah. It's the one thing I liked about writing was it's a one-way conversation.
Right.
Right?
You don't care what anyone else says.
If I wanted to talk to people, I would talk to them. I wanted to write. Right?
You're a writer because you're antisocial by nature.
People send crazy emails like, well, I read you. You should read this blog I wrote. I was like, no, it's not a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I did get a lot of emails and I do Google myself.
Yeah.
So I know that people were pissed.
Yeah. But that was not the first time. So let's go back. Stein, being Jewish himself, wrote an article for the LA Times entitled, Who Runs Hollywood? Come on.
Yeah.
So your point is it's the Jews. And
yeah, the Jews run Hollywood, I'm proud of that.
People didn't take kindly to you mentioning that.
Well, I remember when I wrote that, there was this Abe Foxman at the Anti-Defamation League was told me not to run it.
Self-hating Jew, yeah.
And you think?
You that. No, he called you that.
Oh, called me that, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But he said I shouldn't run it because the anti-Semites would quote this forever.
Right.
And he's 100% right. Like on Twitter, several times a week, someone brings up that article as a reason to kill the Jews. Ugh. So I do feel
so
you're little...
You're just a useful idiot. Is that what Abe was saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Or unuseful idiot to him. So he was kind of right about that.
When you do you start out to be controversial or is it just, I mean, are you thinking what's going to piss people off or are you just.
Well, I'm always thinking that.
Are you just surprised? You're like, oh, wow.
Sometimes I hit when I don't expect it, millennials. And then sometimes I miss when I'm sure. Like I wrote a cover.
Well,
just,
millennials are obviously oversensitive little pennywise.
Oh
no
my
offense.
God. I mean, they were proving all of my points in every email they sent me.
I know.
It was
That's
amazing.
True. Thanks for playing proving our point exactly.
It was really weird. It's like, we don't have lots of free time, as I tell you about in my blog.
Clackety, clackety, clackety.
Yeah.
All
it
hours
was bizarre.
Of the night. Yeah.
No, I think
they actually wrote, we don't live in our mom's basement. Mom, I'm typing to the stupid time guy.
All right, yeah, there was a lot of that. No, but there's a lot of times when I think I'm writing something that's going to be really controversial, and then nothing happens.
You're like,
I
wrote nothing fucking wrote crickets, cover, man.
Crickets. I wrote a cover last year for Time on why women were going to have plastic surgery.
Right.
It was written by a guy.
Right.
And the cover, it just seemed like it was going to piss people off. Not a word from anyone.
I'm like Frankenwoman. I've had everything done.
Have you really?
Oh, God, yeah.
I can't.
I had my, well, that's my bronze butt, but I had my butt fat auctioned off live on the air. And,
no, you shouldn't give that away.
No, I gave it away for charity.
No, that's valuable.
Uh-huh.
People put that right in their boobs, and they reuse that. I'm sorry.
I auctioned it off for charity, my ass fat.
You're doing it all wrong. You're supposed to be putting fat into your ass.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
What are you doing?
It was a while ago. I didn't know.
Yeah, that was wrong.
All right. Sorry.
You took it and you just got rid of it?
I auctioned it off for charity.
How much did that go
for? So some guy literally has a piece of my ass in his basement somewhere.
How much did that go for?
Who can remember? I don't know. All right, let's talk about the column, Warriors and Wusses, which you wrote that it's a cop-out to oppose a war and yet claim to support the soldiers fighting it.
That one I thought wasn't going to be controversial.
Yeah, well, you're a bad judge.
I was a bad judge. So were my editors. I remember I was with my old boss, Walter Isaacson, in New York, and we were with Al Franken after something.
Yeah.
And the three of us were having dinner, and that came up. And Al Franken was like, you're the guy who wrote that. You're an idiot. And he just told me why I have to support the troops for a long time.
Well, I get your point.
Yeah.
I get your point because there's things we say reflexively, right? Like, oh, thank you for your service. I think, yeah.
Well, I worried that people.
And also without the draft, it's just we don't all fight war. So, you know, it's easy for people because these Congress people and senators aren't sending their kids, you know.
Yeah. I worried that saying I support the troops when you were against the war was doing a disservice to the cause of being against the war.
Right.
Because it's hard to parse out what you're supporting, what you're not supporting. I wish I'd written that very differently. I've met a bunch of troops since then. I did some stuff for my book with the Marines and the Army.
Right.
And
how many times have you been called a hippie Jew, would you say, roughly?
Not that many.
Really? That's surprising. Okay.
Yeah. I like it, though.
I love that you said my whole goal is to use Time magazine to make important people do stupid things. Yeah. I don't think I'm a real journalist. I feel like I'm, well, whatever we all are now, I'm a celebrity journalist.
Which I meant by, like, people who interview celebrities.
Right.
This was back in 98. That's from, like, the New York Times, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I love what someone wrote that your columns were marked by bawdy humor, tasteless one-liners, and something that can best be described as a sort of polished vulgarity. Which is why I love you.
That doesn't bother me at all.
I know. I thought that was fantastic.
That's probably not a good sign. When people insult you and you don't mind it. Yeah.
All right. So wait. So now, how old is Laszlo? I forget.
I'm so glad you put that Wikipedia page away.
I know. Well, this is going to get brutal.
Tense. All right. Laszlo just turned 7.
Oh, he is a cute. He really is.
Yeah.
He does. I'm glad you brought up that he looks like Hitler Youth before I did.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he says things. You're sure he's very conservative.
You're sure he's yours, right?
I am, because we did 23andMe, the genetic testing.
God. Yeah. I don't know aspersions on Cassandra because she seems lovely.
Well, that wouldn't be. Oh, you mean.
I'm just saying our mailman does look a lot.
Yeah.
Laszlo.
He doesn't at all. Have you seen our mailman?
He's retiring. Richard.
I've just gotten to know him.
I know.
The mustachio gentleman.
Yes.
Where? What? Why?
What, you didn't get the letter? What, you're avoiding the tip?
Here's the awkward thing.
He gave us the letter that he's retiring.
I didn't get the letter.
Oh, my God, you cheap bastard. Oh, of course you didn't get the letter.
Did you get him a gift?
No,
You're not allowed to, but maybe once he retires, you can. They're very strict about that. Sorry.
What are you doing?
It was the chair. I got all nervous.
That was so very Dr. Strangelove.
I got very nervous. There's a new post office person. I don't like that.
Sorry.
He walks all the way up
Change
our stairs.
Change is hard. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you live in a little treehouse situation there.
And, you know, they deliver the Amazon Fresh now.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, the mail guys.
I thought the Unabomber lived there because it looks very, you know.
Our house.
Yeah, a little remote, little, yeah.
The guy before us is a little Unabomber-y.
He was.
Yeah. Very nice guy, apparently very talented director, but he had a lot of cats and there were a lot of people living there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never in there before.
No one was.
Yeah.
You've been in there before?
No, I haven't.
It will come by.
I look forward to seeing it now.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fantastic. It's just paper towels everywhere.
if you ever need paper towels, though.
Seriously. Do you use it as wallpaper? I've never seen a human being with that much toilet, or not, I mean, what do you call it?
Well, I go paper to Costco towels. Like twice a year.
Oh, okay.
So I really make the most of it.
Yeah, because that's harrowing. Yeah, it really is.
It is a little harrowing, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's just it's terrifying.
Do you use the thing where you send the millennials instead?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I hadn't thought of that yet.
The Instacart.
They're not like on, you know, the clock 24/7.
No, you just press a button and the millennials bring you stuff.
Oh, not this one. You mean
not,
oh,
maybe.
Random,
who knows?
Random
I can't tell
millennials.
Them apart.
That was my job before
oh, that's
this
funny.
One.
You see? Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. He said they can't tell one. Millennials apart. Aren't they all the same?
They are, basically.
I don't know.
They've all got the same stoner eyes.
Yeah.
Stoner trees eyes. What?
Smoke at all those trees.
What?
I went to the new 365. Whole Foods looking for them.
Oh, but that's the cheaper Whole Foods?
Yeah, they were.
How
was
that?
It's a lot of fun, but it's full of hipsters our age.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to do that.
He said our age. He's a little younger than I am, but okay. That's for sweet. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm going to somebody be the elderly neighborhood lady. Like,
not here.
I did her podcast.
No.
One time. She's the old lady. Oh, no, kids, don't go there for Halloween.
This is an older block compared to the last block I was on. So
oh, really?
It'll take you a long time to be the older lady on this block.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm working on it.
Although they are falling
Wait,
away.
How long have you lived in L.A.?
10 years.
Oh, okay, from New York?
From New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just here a few months. Yeah.
Just, no, like a year and a quarter.
Oh,
a
year and a quarter. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
House.
I'm private. I don't really talk to any of my neighbors.
Do you not?
Unless,
you
of course,
know
they're famous writers for time. Well, Moby lives down there.
I'm
I haven't met him yet.
Oh, Moby's the nicest.
Yeah.
You're
I used to
like
have
Moby.
A boy band that lived next door. Famous boy band.
Oh, like it was in Backstreet Boys? Yeah. We're not allowed to talk about that?
No, I don't know, Google Maps and things like that. Just don't.
But he's gone. It's okay
now. Yeah, well, right, but.
No?
Yes.
It's fine now.
But.
No?
But then I think people would know where we live because, okay.
Oh, you're worried for your sake.
Yeah. No,
oh,
well,
okay.
I don't care about you.
No, I might.
And your stupid Nazi youth kid.
he says a lot of super conservative things.
Does he? Like, oh, my God. It's like it is a little family ties. I can't wait to have Meredith Baxter over here.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. What is he, so what kind of stuff does he say?
Ask him about communism.
Does he suck up like my mom? Like, oh, you know, I think Trump's can get.
No, he doesn't
job
like
done.
Trump. He does not like Trump.
Oh, all right.
Kids don't like Trump.
Yeah,
you notice this?
Kids would be scared of him, wouldn't they? Yeah.
Kids don't
like
him. They think
orange,
he's mean,
furry thing.
Like, I mean, even Republican kids. Kids do not like that.
Well,
man.
You think millennials are sensitive? I think this next generation even more so.
How so? What do you mean?
I think kids are getting softer and softer. You know,
mine particularly.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's like a crotchety old grandpa now.
Great.
Fucking kids.
He's
fucking
kids.
Soft. I had to ride 3/4 mile on my bike to get to work today. Did you?
More like 8 miles.
Oh, all right.
Wow, good for you.
I offered you my car. He has a flat tire.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm no Martha Stewart, right? I'm a good boss. Yeah. I'm like, fine, take my car. I don't care.
I don't even know what the applause
You're
is for.
Fucking
was that
high as a fucking
miles?
Kite. Go ahead, take my car.
Martha wasn't giving away her car, I don't think.
No? Yeah, I'm guessing not. That fucking Bentley's staying where it is.
Yeah.
She's not Rolls Royce is in the garage. Yeah, lockdown.
Yeah, that was a tough first boss.
Yeah.
But everyone after that seemed easy.
Right. Well, that's why it's a good first boss,
right?
Yeah,
you're right.
Well, so, I don't know. We've doddered off into wherever. Okay, so, no, wait a minute. So, how many years again married?
We got married in 2002. I don't know what year it is.
I can't do math.
I can't either.
Okay, but a long time. You seem very happy. You seem like the happy little neighborhood couple. Is there something freaky going on in the treehouse? Because you look really like the perfect family. You're both beautiful.
Would freaky make it more perfect or less perfect?
I just want to know what's going on in that fucking treehouse, Joel.
Come by. It's mostly just us tossing paper towels over the railing.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. It's like
it's not that much going on. It's pretty fun though. Watching
if my
roll.
House gets TP'd in toilet in you know paper towels at Halloween, I'll know.
We have.
I will know.
We have just as much toilet paper.
He'll be like, honey, kid,
and
a
tissues.
Nazi. Come here.
We're destroying the environment. I feel like I shouldn't be using paper towels. I should just
probably
be using
not.
Just hand towels, right? And washing them a lot.
Yes, yes.
I try and do that.
Uh-huh. No, you don't.
I do. I really do. But then they get, like this morning, they have pancake all over them. And I was like, I should have used paper towels, but I don't know.
So what are you working on now? What's happening in that tree
cherry
house?
Pancakes. Cherry vanilla
just
pancakes.
Time magazine.
This
you
morning
do?
Before I sent
what
my son
doing?
To school.
You, I know
How
you,
impressive is that? Cherry vanilla
You've
pancakes.
Done a lot of the I Love the 80s shows. You've done sitcom stuff. Like, what are you working on? What are your dreams, young man?
Oh, my God. I so don't have any dreams anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mine have died perfect.
Do you have dreams anymore?
No.
No.
No. I'm in my basement.
My ambition is so much lower than it
Me
was.
Too.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all right, so I'm not just Oprah.
Not interested not Rosie. In my career anymore.
Not Ellen. Not, yeah. All right. I'm not, and then the bar just kept getting lower and lower.
I talked to Ellen yesterday.
You did?
I saw Finding Fucking Dory today. No, I was interviewing her. I wasn't hanging out with her.
Oh, okay. All yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, how was that?
It was good.
I heard there's like a lesbianic theme.
I did.
Very exciting.
I asked Ellen about that. Uh-huh. And she had not heard that, so I had to deliver the information that there were lesbians.
She was not aware she was playing a lesbian fish?
No. No, it's not.
That
it's
seems redundant.
I've since looked into it, or I talked to the director today who looked into it. It's in the trailer, there's like two moms in the background, and people assume that they were together.
Right.
But I think they were just two moms.
Oh, just two moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was excited. She was like, if people want lesbian fish, then give them lesbian fish.
Yeah.
Unless people are afraid their kids will grow up and want to be lesbian fish after she's
right.
lesbian fish.
Right. Yeah, yeah exactly. did you see Louis Gohmert, the Republican congressman, is mostly...
That's not a real name.
Yeah, it is.
That's the name of a congressman.
It's a Texas congressman.
Was he on Dukes of Hazzard?
He's mostly afraid of gay space colonies.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, because he said... he was talking about the...
He was watching porn is what happened.
Yeah, no, what's his fuck? Matt Damon, the Martian.
Yeah, yeah.
He was saying, see, if we are going to populate space, we're nobody's going to send the homos because they can't propagate the species.
Crazy plan that we would have 40 people left to go to Mars.
Right.
And they can't be gay because they couldn't breed.
Who, this is Damon?
Yeah.
No,
this Gomez. Is the congressman. Try to
Louis Gohmert. Yeah.
Gohmert.
Yeah.
this is powerful Chardonnay.
Okay, first of all, as a humor writer, did you think that you would see this election cycle exactly? With Donald Trump.
No.
Yes, the nominee and...
No.
Right. How do you write humor when it's... like what?
Well,
you can't write that.
You know
that.
What? I've never felt this way. I feel, even though my column has no effect on anything, I feel like I need to only write about Donald Trump between now and then.
Right.
I feel like we need to just address that this is the biggest thing that's happened.
Right.
I know...
So the reality star is actually the nominee.
But right. I don't care if it's a... I mean, I do care it's a reality star, but it's like... Right. There's a demagogue who we are like almost electing as president.
Right.
This is just, I don't know, nothing like this has happened. It just shakes my.
Yeah. No, he's a total charlatan, snake oil. What was the thing, the quote I read today?
I've talked to him several times. He's just like a guy you never would think people would vote for.
Right. What? Tell me about that. When did you talk to him? What did he say? What did you say? Why were you talking to him? Tell me everything.
I haven't met him that many times. The first time I was writing a column where I was going to try out to be The Apprentice.
Oh, okay.
So I went to like the casting call and they put me at a table with some other people and he sat down with us. He's like, introduce yourselves. That's my Donald Trump impression.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Very impressive.
So,
all right.
So we went around and people talked about their business school experience and I just looked at him and I said, I'm a street walking cheetah with a heart full of napalm. And because I figured Donald Trump doesn't listen to anyone. Mm-hmm. He's like, good.
That's like, what John Melinda says. He says he doesn't. He just talks about himself.
No.
He's at lunch with him. He's like, he doesn't. He talks about himself. He doesn't listen to anything.
So one of the reasons he gets so much coverage is because early in the campaign, I noticed that all the candidates had a button on their website that said shop. And it wasn't a donation and you get a tote bag. It was like, here are things you can buy, like tchotchkes.
Right.
Which I've never seen before in an election.
Right.
But everyone has it now.
Sure.
Yeah, you can buy your mugs and your hats and your t-shirts. And so I wanted to interview the buyers for each candidate and see how they made their decisions about what to buy and what to not buy and what kind of. And none of the candidates' buyers would talk to me. None of the campaigns would let their buyers talk to me. That's how careful and annoying it is to cover politics.
Yeah.
And then Trump's people were like, yeah, he'll talk to you about it. And I said, no, I just need to talk to whoever buys the merchandise. He's like, he'd rather talk to you. So my phone rings and it's Trump and he gets on the phone. And
how long ago was this?
Oh, end of last year?
I need some more Chardonnay for this. Okay, go ahead. Uh-huh.
And so he calls me, I answer the phone. The first thing he says is, how'd my cover do? How'd my cover sell?
How's my what?
How'd my cover sell?
Oh, Jesus.
I said, I don't know. He's like, it's your best-selling issue of the year. I know it.
Wow.
That was the first 2 minutes of the conversation.
Speaking of the me generation, that's he's just
he's a
kid. I've never...
Well, I don't know. I'm not that comfortable making this comparison, but I do feel like the way our culture has moved towards narcissism and towards just so the opposite of what, you know, you think about the founding fathers and the
public
honor,
service and
public service. And I don't want to run. I'm not going to run.
Right.
It's just gotten so, our whole culture is so celebrity based and narcissistic. And I think that this part of this is happening because of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that we've all
built this.
We've all.
Yeah. Yeah.
thinks we all think we are as smart as everyone else and as capable as everyone else of everything.
Right.
And then we also think celebrities are more important than anyone else. You know, that right. plus this weird far right stuff.
Right. Well, that's why he's gotten a zillion dollars of free media, because it's entertaining. But you go, this is fucking terrifying. I mean, yeah. North Korea just endorsed him.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is fucking great.
Which won't hurt him.
That's right. Right.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, so wait a minute. So he called you. How long was the conversation? What was it like?
So okay, and people being so upset about it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I just assume it's just racism. Like when they say "Make America Great Again," he means like 1863.
Right.
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 But then other times I talk.
Or they want their country back. What the fuck do you mean? What does that mean? Who are you talking about? From who?
Yeah. Right. But then other times I think it's just people are dissatisfied in general.
Right.
In a really amorphous way.
Are that many people rageaholics in this country? Like,
I don't know if you have to be a rageaholic to just be so secure in the system to be like, yeah, let's just try something new.
Okay, so what was this conversation like? How long was it? So it was on the phone.
It was very long. Oh, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I just needed
what
to
does
talk
he sound like?
Hats.
Hello, Joe, it's Donald Trump. Isn't this huge for you? It's huge that I'm calling you, right?
I wouldn't talk to you, but Hope says you're a good guy. Hope likes your column. So,
who's Hope?
His communications person, Hope,
whatever, one of his spokes. Okay.
But I'm like, you wouldn't talk to me. You'll talk to anybody. What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah. So part of the reason he gets so much coverage is, look, it's impossible to talk to Hillary Clinton, right?
Right. But so what did he say? What was the conversation like? He just was like,
talked about his hats. And
they're fantastic. They're the greatest hats. That's why it says great on the hat.
I was like, why isn't it gold? Everything should be gold.
Yeah. What are you saying?
And he was pretty into market research. He's like, I thought so too, but people seem to like the red. So I'm going with the red. You got to adapt. You got to change. He's a business person.
So wait, what were your other contacts with him like over the years? You said
I think that was it, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Just the one time. All right. Yeah, you're exaggerating.
I was.
Just by that
I'm
little contract with
Trump,
Donald Trump, you're a big fucking liar.
Trump bandwagon. Right. I jumped on real fast.
You're like one phone call became I've met him many times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the time when I tried out for The Apprentice.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so two.
But so what did he say when you said I'm a orangutan with whatever the hell you said?
Street walking cheetah with a heart full of napalm.
Yes, what did he say?
He's good. That's good. He wasn't listening. Then he said, well, I don't know. I forgot the rest of the conversation.
So did you get on the thing or no?
I did not. I'm not one of the apprentices.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe he was listening, but he just wanted to make you think he wasn't.
Oh, that's a good point.
Uh-huh. All right.
He's,
think you're so fucking clever, don't you, writer boy? Yeah, I mean, it just is astounding because people that have met him, right? Like Stuttering John, people we know, they're like, oh, no, he's Mary Lou Henner. She was on Celebrity, she was in last week.
She's the best. She played
my mom on the Happy Hour last week, and she's like, oh
she's so
you know,
smart.
He's really fun. He's really fun. He's really nice.
Everyone
guy.
Loves him. I was talking to Terry Crews about him. Terry Crews loved him. Hillary Clinton loved him. People like him.
Yeah.
Until you talk to him about his ideas, which are all from the National Enquirer.
So wait, but here's the thing. I used to host Equal Time during the impeachment in the 90s on CNBC with Baby Cannon. And we used to have Ann Coulter on. And she was just one of the many, like,
she was
blonde
too.
Republican.
Yeah.
She used to invite me out to dinner here with a bunch of people when
she
came to LA.
She had liberal gay friends.
Right. But then at some point she went, oh, I need to start saying a lot crazier shit to sell books and get on TV. And I'm like, I don't, like, does he really believe this shit? Or is he just, is this just him going, oh, this is how I get more attention?
I don't know how much curiosity he has, but I think he believes the last thing he heard, and often that's from National Enquirer. No, I think he was serious about the birth certificate stuff.
Yeah.
I think his deep down he's got some dangerous bad ideas. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just thought this is not an act. This is like, but that's what he bases everything on. I heard. So I understand the Vince Foster story is very fishy. It's like, what? No, it's been thoroughly debunked by, like, but he's just, isn't it terrifying, that big orange finger over the red button to you?
Yeah, no, it is. This is the only election I've ever been felt strongly
scared
about and been scared about.
Yeah. Oh, that's our pizza.
Is that really our pizza?
Oh, dear.
Where'd you get pizza from?
Did
you not want to reveal it because it would give away your address? Don't let them know what city this pizza's from.
No, Fresh Brothers. We like our Fresh Brothers, don't we?
They're
great. It's good.
Oh, yeah, the salad's good.
Yeah, right? The chopped salad. That's what I got.
I found out about the salad from the woman who signed our, like, you know, someone comes to your house when you sign your mortgage?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, you've lived here so long.
I didn't know that.
How long have you lived here?
I think 13 years, something like that.
Yeah.
How many dead screenwriters have been in the pool? Because you're next.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
they die in the pool?
Well, I don't. It's hard to remember how many. It's like how many dead monkey funerals have there
I
been
love
here?
Hollywood.
A few. It's hard to say.
I do love it here.
Uh-oh. Rob and Trish aren't here. They're normally here by now to to get the pizza delivery.
I thought I did hear them.
What happens? Can anybody get
the
door?
You want me to check?
Yeah. Go ahead. You can leave. It's fine.
Do you want me to do his job?
Oh, wait. He's opening the door. Yeah, just open the garage door. It's fine. Because I don't want to leave you yet.
If you need to.
No.
I can handle this myself.
Okay. Wait, he's leaving. The pizza guy's leaving. Go get the pizza.
Okay. I'll just grab the Wikipedia page. I can interview myself.
No. I'm all done with the Wikipedia page. Now we're into the real shit. Yeah, but I just, it is amazing for anybody that's been in any of the like humor writing business. You're just like, have you seen his latest spokesperson, Healy?
Trump?
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit. She's Healy. She's like, I talk like this. She's like, I am Mr. Trump's spokesperson. And
is that just Trump
like
doing that?
Sorority
character?
Girl. No, she's like a sorority girl and she can't answer any question. She's like, I can't speak for Mr. Trump. And then CNN will be like, but you're his top spokeswoman. I know, but I can't really speak for Mr. Trump. I don't really know. So she doesn't really know the answer to anything.
Why would he need a spokesperson? He's everywhere.
What happened to the pizza?
Trisha's here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Oh, everything's good? Yeah, oh, fantastic. Okay. All right.
Everyone's got the pants with the knees holes. Is that something I should be doing, too?
Yes. Yes. Really? Didn't you get the memo? Yes.
Is that back or that never left? Or what's the deal with that?
I don't know. It's hard
so
to
when
say.
You saw, I've had those pants for so long.
When you saw me and my wife and child,
yes.
What was your take on us as a family? What was your, like, you looked at us, you're like, oh, those people.
I was
people.
Like, who is that wildly attractive Hollywood family that just, like, wandered, like, they think this is a set. Like, what was happening? It was like, you know, isn't it like one of those kid movies where someone gets, taken, something,
yeah.
Not without my daughter, you don't,
uh-huh.
Something.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought, like, what is this weird family wandering into my yard for?
That was weird. Yeah.
No, it's ended up being a beautiful friendship. And you brought your small child back in time to hear Head and Sexy Motherfucker at the Prince party.
Oh, he's growing up in L.A. He's got to get used to that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You're like, he looked a little bewildered by the Prince
party.
Well,
this is not interesting.
Yeah.
He's got like sensory issues, so any loud music or anything, he's going to be a little, regardless of lyrics,
right.
He's going to be a little freaked out.
So what was the planning? What was the parental planning meeting like in bringing him to the Prince party then?
It was like, suck it up.
Suck it up. Three houses
we'll
down.
Just go for a little
Let's
bit.
Just go see what's happening.
Yeah.
Maybe Stephen Stills will be there.
Exactly. It's about time you met Stephen Stills. You're 7. Let's get this out of the way.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Right?
You
think you've met a rock legend. No, you haven't.
Well, he'd met Nash and he met Crosby.
Of course.
So we had to finish it.
All right. that was the parental planning meeting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dirty dancing. I don't know. A lot of maybe Coke. But, you know, we got to bring
him. Was there Coke?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe. Coca-Cola. That's what Stephen Stills drinks now.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all right. Joel Stein, you are our pizza's here, so we must go now.
Is that how
that's
this works?
The main thing that drives
creative
decisions.
I feel
like we were
supposed to get drunk and we didn't, and I failed.
No,
you.
You're kind of a. It's the second time I'm going to call you pussy in this whole happy hour podcast. But look at that glass of Chardonnay, Sean, just sitting there like
we
a fucking.
Can
you be a,
like a Stanford pussy?
Can you be a pussy for not drinking Chardonnay? I don't think the math on that's
so.
Right at all.
You didn't have any of your snack plate. I've been eating like a trucker, drinking like a fucking fish, like a lesbian fish. I don't know, Joel Stein. I don't know.
I failed you.
All right.
Sorry.
No. It's all.
But I'm there. I'm there for you for a house tour and paper dolls.
It's all been fantastic. How do we? Should we? Do we just? How do we follow you at Twitter? Do we just read you at time? What do we do?
I don't know. No one cares.
Yes, they do.
I have nothing.
You're a famous writer. You're fantastic.
Thank you.
Except for what that one guy said, but he's fuck him.
Yeah, screw that guy. Whoever he is.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. What does he know?
I don't know. Fuck him.
They can just come by, stop at your house.
Yes.
And come by my house
if
they want to find me.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. It's the fantastic Joel Stein of Time Magazine, who's just too shy to promote himself or drink Chardonnay. Pussy! I love you, Joel Stein, and your, you know, Hitler youth child and your beautiful supermodel wife. It's fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Happy fucking happy hour.